friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me, I still have you, Sonny boy. You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You made a heaven for me here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, Sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, Sonny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, Sonny boy. You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth. And the angels grew lonely, took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely too, Sonny boy.
Sonny boy there from Al Jolson. And if you're wondering what to do for the weekend, well, there's a couple of things, big events on this week. We see that the new Bishop of Kerry, Monsignor Diarmaid O'Sullivan, will be ordained bishop in an open-air ceremony in the grounds of St. Mary's Cathedral on this Sunday. And immediately afterwards, there will be a host of, he will host a celebrity concert on the same site. This concert is called The Best of Kerry, and it will feature the Listowel singers Seamus Sorey na Ríochta, the Coltas Cultóirí Éireann, and Ireland Set Dancing Champions, and many other individual and group entertainers from Kerry. So that should be an interesting concert after the inauguration there of the new Bishop of Kerry. So what else is on? Well, we see that Duala Hunt Point to Point is on in Kerry. It's in Killarney Racecourse. That's today. First race is at 2:00. Admission is £1.50 and children are free. And there's a train just after leaving Mallow, just about to leave Mallow. You won't make it at this stage. It's at 11:30. And it's arriving at 12:15. And we see it as sporting events, of course. The big Munster Championship is on today. Excuse me. At Páirc Uí Chaoimh. That's the Senior Football Championship, Limerick versus Waterford at 2:00. Senior Hurling Championship, Limerick versus Waterford at 3:30. And Cork Senior Football Championship, Musgrave versus Clannachilty at Bandon at 3:30. Senior Hurling Championship, Glen Rovers versus Chandrum at Church Road at 7:30. Intermediate Hurling Championship, St Finbar's versus Tracton at Cargilline. Castlehaven versus Bishoptown at Castlehaven in 3:30. Riverstone GA Grounds official opening at 7 p.m. followed by Cork versus Wexford, and the opening of the Drumtariff Grounds at 7:00, followed by Castle Island Desmonds versus Duhallow, and that should be an interesting match there out in Drumtariff tonight at 7:30. As I said, there's a Lady Golf Open four ball competition in Cantork today, and Cycling Ross Moon is on in Clanmel at 1:00. Bowling Fun for All Bowling Tournament at Carrigan Street. And soccer, of course, the big match, Ireland versus Spain at Flower Lodge at 3:30. And racing, as we said already, you've had a pint of points in Killarney. Rowing, you have the Carlo Regatta, canoeing, Limerick, LD Race, Athletics, Tamora, BLOE, Cork County Track and Field Championships at Regional College at 1 p.m. And Kishkame, annual sports confined to Duhalla, and the old Abbey AC Sports, NACA Ballinhassig at 2:00. And the Adidas Ladies 10 kilometres road race at Tremore Road in Cork at 2:30. Motorsports, you have a single-stage rally at Ballinskellig's at 2 o'clock, and Munster Motorcycle and Car Club, Cork 800 Trial at Cornwood Killeedy, County Cork at 1 o'clock. And orienteering for those people interested in that, the Blackwater Valley Open event at Islandwood takes place in Newmarket. Pitch and putt, the Bank of Ireland Men's Munster Stroke Play Championships Senior at Hillview Clonmel, Intermediate at Tipperary, and Junior at Templemore Rock Lodge. And that's about it. And there's one other event which you might be interested in travelling to, and that's to see an unusual boat that's anchored in Cork, which will be open this morning from 10 o'clock till 5. It's a replica, it's a full wooden sailing ship, and it's a very massive job, I believe. And it's a replica of a boat which was built in 1813, which did a lot of damage to the English fleet when it was privatized or piratized, whatever they call it. It knocked, it sunk, I think, something like 8 or 10 English army fleets, so ships in around the 1813s in the high seas. So it's well worth seeing. This boat was built in 1977, but built to the same specifications and, where possible, the same type of wood as the boat earlier on. So that's about it, what's on around the area on this Sunday. I've been playing songs from the Desert Song all morning, and of course the one most well-known piece from the Desert Song is One Alone, and this is sung for us here by Catherine Grayson and Tony Martin.
Lonely as a desert dream, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just to rest a while. Where a sweetheart's tender eyes take the place of sand and skies, all the world forgone. One woman's smile, one alone to be my own, I alone to know her caresses, one to be eternally the one my worshipping soul possesses. At her call I'd give my all my life and all my love.
Alone to be my own, I alone to know him.
One Alone there, lovely, very well sung indeed. No, but all the announcements I made, I never mentioned that Antashkan Rotary Club here in Mallow are invite you to Ansgrove Gardens, Castown Roach, today, which will be open from 3 o'clock to 6 p.m. And there's something to please everyone. And let's hope it keeps dry for the day. And that should be a nice evening out there. Admission is only £1 and children of 50 pence. And proceeds in aid of Antashka and Rotary Club projects. And we'll just finish up the programme this morning with a little bit of a song, again by Tony Martin. But this one isn't actually in the film, The Desert Song. It's Faithfully Yours.
As long as lovers find the rendezvous, every moment of the day, I'll say to you, I'll be faithfully yours, I'll be faithfully yours, darling, always, because I love you. From the dawn's early light till my eyes close at night, I'll be yours, faithfully yours, sweetheart. Well,
unfortunately, it's time for me, Noel Connor, to wrap up for today and to leave with my records and things and head back to the hills. But I've enjoyed playing the programme this morning, especially playing the Desert Song. It's a wonderful musical and beautiful song there by Catherine Grayson and Tony Martin. And congratulations to Jennifer out there in Ballybane, and we hope that she gets something nice for herself out there in Caroline's Boutique in Kanturk. And thanks to Caroline's for sponsoring the quiz. And we're back again next week with starting the next 4 weeks. We'd have 5 questions each Sunday, and we'll pick a winner of each Sunday and have a grand final on the 5th Sunday. So look forward to that next Sunday, and look forward to hearing you again. But stay tuned to Community Radio, right with you right up until 6 o'clock this afternoon. Plenty of interesting information and fun and chat as well.
Sweetheart, faithfully yours, faithfully yours.
Good morning to all our listeners in North Cork. David Heaney reporting, and you're listening to the Hospital Request Programme. So if you have any request or dedication you'd like played for somebody that's sick at home, belong to you in the hospital, or somebody is feeling a little under the weather this morning, just give Eileen a tingle here on the phone at 22961 and she'll take your request for you. And my first request goes out there for matron, doctors, nurses and staff from Mallet General Hospital. Comes from an ex-patient. And for Charlie and Anne Barrett down there in Bodivant, I say good morning to you. And to start this off, very nice one from Maria Lenza called Arrivederci Roma.
Scavi, poi tutto d'un tratto te trovi fontana de Trevi, che tutta è per te. E mentre il sol dovage il fontanone, la tua canzone in fondo è questa qua. Squarciarelli, fettuccine e vino dei castelli, come ai tempi belli che Pinelli immortalò. Passo in carrozzella e ripensa quella ciumachella che era tanto bella e che gli ha detto sempre no. Pensa a quella sciumachella che era tanto bella e che gli ha detto sempre no.
Right, and this time of night's not here today, David. Please play a request for Catherine Keneally, who was 12 on the 22nd of May. Please play as near to 11:30, Joe Ken. She will be going to basketball. This comes from her mum, Billy, brothers and sisters. So that's for you, especially this morning. Now, Billy Matches Beecher Street, who celebrated her 81st birthday on Friday night, had a great night there at the Mousetrap. And of course, that's Mrs. Billy McPartland. And all her friends in Beecher Street, indeed all over, wish her a very happy 81st birthday. And for Duffy and the Cork Road, from all his friends in Roylan, here we go with Dana singing Totally Yours, Totus to Us.
As I stand on the ground where you stood, and I walk in your footsteps, I imagine the way that you felt and the thoughts you were thinking. Could you see my face in the crowd and that I loved you? Totus to us, totally yours. Totus to us, totally yours. The rock and the lamb, the Lord and the man. Totus to us, totally yours. People must be free, every heart must be open. You say that justice is the key, but it takes our love to turn it. You said that you believed in me, you said you loved me, told us to us. Totally yours, totus to us, totally yours. The rock and the lamb, the Lord and the man, totus to us, totally yours. And we will follow you, yes, we will follow.
A special request for May O'Reilly, Church Street, Newmarket, who's a patient in the orthopaedic hospital. And that comes from J.J. Keane. It says, who married Bernie Keefe from Noreen Keefe, also, Noreen Keane, also the parents and brothers Kieran, West End, Newmarket. Also, we'd like to include in this Ann and Barry Ring, belated birthday wishes there to you in Beechwood Park, and also your parents, Paddy and Mary Ring. For Jeremiah O'Shea and Elizabeth O'Shea, from Thomas in Mallow. Also Mary Magner, who got her first Holy Communion yesterday. Mount Drury, Art Patrick. From the Britton family, that's Tony and Pat and Claire in the Mallow. So Mary Magdalene, if you're listening this morning, we say good morning to you and congratulations on getting your first Holy Communion. Also going on for Big John and Maria, and that comes from a friend. This time we have Bing Crosby singing for us, Play a Simple Melody.
Play some simple melody like my mother sang to me. One with a good old-fashioned harmony. Play some simple melody.
Musical demon, set your honey a-dreamin', won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical nag to some sweet, beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune that is choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is simply because listen to rag. Musical demon, set your honey a dream, and won't you play me some rag? Just change that classical
like
nag
my mother
to some sweet,
to
beautiful drag. If you will play
one
from a choppy, you'll get all my applause. And that is
play
simply because
some simple
I won't
melody
listen to rag.
Musical
demon, set your
play
honey
some
a dream,
simple
won't you play me some rag?
Steady,
just
steady
change that classical nag
my mother
to some
sang
sweet,
to me
beautiful drag. If you will play from a copy of a tune at a choppy, you get all my applause.
Don't
and
lose your head.
That is simply
play
because
some simple
I
want to melody
to tune that is choppy,
that
you get all of my applause
me,
because
you play
I want
me,
ragged, ragtime
melody.
Very nice there from Bing Crosby. Now, it says here, please play a request for Noel Fenton, Sean Moylan Park, Mrs. O'Callaghan Senfield, and Anne, and Carey, Marie Carey, and Callaghan, and Margaret Fenton. It says, thank you. And for Sheila Boyle, hope the windows are nice, from Mary Ellen. For Teresa Brosnan, mind the nick now, from the girlfriends at Heatherside. And for Catherine O'Toole, in the room outside, the doors, one piling up, no. The weeds are growing like mad, from a well-wisher. And to Nuala Sheen, Burns and Crowley, from Mary Ellen again. And for Sister Morton, Sister Coleman's ward, from all the patients, for Mary-Kate Muldowney, from her friends in Mellor. And for Mary Horgan, hoping your leg will be better soon, from your friends at Heatherside. For Assumpta and Lena, and it again comes from Mary Ellen. This time we've lined up Billy Vaughan, and he's given us La Paloma.
Thank you.
Dear David, please play a request for Catherine Keneally, who was 12 on the 22nd of May. I think we've had that one. Would you please play a request for four of my grandchildren who are getting their communion around this time? Their names are Danny, Nicola, Jonathan and Joseph. And I would be grateful if you would play something nice for them. Please play on Sunday the 26th. Yours sincerely, Mrs. E. Hurley. Indeed, Mrs. Hurley, we will do that for you now in just a second. This one is for Bridie and Eileen and the laundry staff at Nazareth House, also Nora Healy, Blassamford, Ballyclaw. That comes from Bridie Welsh. And for all the people out there at in Heatherside Hospital and Mount Alvernia and Kanturk and indeed at Nazareth, we dedicate this one. It's also going on for Esther and Catherine Gives, who are off to the USA during the coming week. We say bon voyage, and that comes from Danny Moynihan and Pat, and of course Danny's parents, Tom and Bridget Moynihan, over there in Sullivan's Place. This time we have Frank McCaffrey, and he sings for us Beautiful I Love Somewhere.
God lives and all's well. Somewhere, somewhere, beautiful Isle of somewhere, land of truth, where we live in you. Beautiful Isle of
Right, and for Caroline, John, Lorraine Smith, that comes to you from Uncle Pat, and they've asked me if I would have this one to play for you, and I'm delighted to play it. It's from the Alexander Brothers called Down in the Glen.
Twilight is softly falling as the sun sinks in the west. The one I love is calling, Shepherd, come home to rest. At hush of eventide, o'er the hills beyond the Clyde, I go roaming to my heaven, down in the glen. Though humble it may be, there an angel waits for me in that lonely little heaven down in the glen. Across the moonlit heather my lassie calls as I roam. 'Tis soon we'll be together in that heaven we call a home. The sheep are in the fold, and there's peace worth more than gold for a shepherd in that heaven down in the glen. Soon we'll be together in that heaven we call a home. The sheep are in the fold, and their his peace was more than gold for a shepherd in our heaven. Down in the glen.
Very nice. Years since we had that one, Down in the Glen. Now, the next one is The Village of St. Bernadette, which is sung by Tony O'Brien, and lots of people have written in looking for this. First of all, we dedicate it to all those people at Nazareth who went on a pilgrimage to Knock yesterday. Hope they had a great day. And for all those people from Glanmore who went to Lourdes, who are now on a pilgrimage to Lourdes, and also the two people that were sponsored there, A.T. Wilson and Dick Barry, with their helpers, that comes from the Glanmore organisation. Also, it's going out there especially for Nurses Margaret McCarthy and Betty Crimmon, Theresa Brosnan, Catherine O'Toole. This is Mind the Driver from Tim Culty. And a request for Pat and Mary, P.O. Sullivan, who are going out on a second honeymoon. That comes from Tim Culty. And for all you people who have sent in requests, we'll dedicate this to you. Also for J.P. McCarthy of Drum Transport, who is in the county hospital. It says, get well soon, a speedy recovery. From Mick O'Keefe and all the boys at CIE. Here we go with Tony O'Brien in the Village of St. Bernadette.
I've travelled far, land and sea. Beautiful places I've happened to see. But there's one little town I'll never forget. It's Lourdes, the village of St. Bernadette. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. Ave, Ave, Ave Maria. To the grotto we travel in sound. Thousands are weary from journeys so long. The rich and the poor, the strong and the lame, all singing the praises of the dear lady's name. Ave. Grotto, a glowing delight, a feeling divine crept over me there. I fell to my knees and I whispered this prayer. Ave. Telling the places I've happened to see. But there's one little town I'll never forget. It's Lourdes, the village of St. Bernadette. Ave.
Just to remind you, you're listening to North Cork Community Radio, broadcasting on 216 metres medium wave, 98 and 95 on VHF. David Heaney here with Hospital Requests. And now, before I go on with Hal Roach for our weekly laugh, a little announcement here that Rahan Open Juvenile Sports will be held at Ballyellis today at 2 p.m. sharp. Events will cater for tots to under-18s over varying distances. The feature event of the day, of course, will be the open relay for rural schools. Trophies are also on offer for fathers and mothers. Isn't that nice? And now, sit back and relax and have a laugh with the one and only Hal Roach.
Just been in Cambry and Donegal, this lovely part of Ireland. Fantastic. I was playing at a beautiful hotel, half Jewish, half Catholic, called the St. Levy. I have a lot of Jewish friends in Donegal, beautiful people, I adore them. I heard two of them talking in the bar the other night. One said to the other, "I'm sorry to hear your factory was burned down." His friend said, "Shh, it's tomorrow." Tomorrow. Dear God. Yes, listen. If there's anybody here tonight super sensitive, that is a joke. The next day I went for a walk. I met a man with a huge dog, so big. So I stopped him. I said, "Where are you going with the dog?" He said, "I'm going to have him destroyed." I said, "Is he mad?" He said, "Well, he's not too pleased." It's a big dog, yes. There's another fella sitting in the middle of the street with a fishing rod, casting the line into the middle of the street. Now, come on, let's be honest. There's none of us perfect, as you know. We all have our problems. So I decided to be nice to him. I said, "How many have you caught today?" He said, "You're the ninth." You can't win. But the Irish humour, ladies and gentlemen, is so unpretentious that it is acceptable to people all over the world for this very reason. Now, the other day, there's a fella driving in his car here in Ireland, and this big cop on a motorcycle waved him down. He pulled into the side, he put the window of the car down, and the cop said, "Did you know your wife fell out of the car about 4 miles back?" He said, "Thank God, I thought I'd gone deaf."